As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. This update's brought to you by Eisner Amper. When entrepreneurs face challenges like choosing a business structure or access to capital, they call the accountants and advisors at Eisner Amper. Connect with them, EisnerAmper.com/tech. Herbalife down almost 15% this morning after it said it overstated growth of new customers last year because of database errors. U.S. stock index futures, meanwhile, a little changed. S&P E-mini futures down half a point. Dow E-mini futures, little change. NASDAQ E-mini futures up one. DAX in Germany's down a tenth of a percent. 10-year Treasury down 5/32, the yield 1.85%. NYMEX crude oil up a tenth of a percent or 4 cents to $34.70 a barrel. COMEX gold is up 0.2% or $2.30 to $12.44.10 an ounce. The euro, $1.0886, the yen, 113.96. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Thanks so much, Karen. Greatly appreciate that. Phil Serafino in our Paris office in London writing up on Herbalife. We'll have more on this coming up. It's really shocking headlines this morning on a story Mike and I have tried to avoid like crazy. There's been a whole soap opera through it. This morning, the soap opera became reality. Herbalife overstated 2015 growth and active new members, just one of their challenges. 56 was the stock price. Mike, enjoying a bid ask of 48.49.
Well, it's trading in right early now. Market at 48.60, so down 13.8%. Right. So you didn't want to be, if you're an Herbalife holder, go back to bed.
So let's rip up the script, and we can do that constructively with Scott Wren. He is with Wells Fargo. He and I are learning under someone named Alfred Goldman, Al Goldman, at A.G. Edwards a million years ago. Scott Wren, humility is in order. We all know our personal Herbalifes and other things that are out there. It's one of the reasons we diversify. If I just want to buy a group of stocks, what's the best way to diversify?
Well, I think that the best way to stay diversified and the way most of our clients would do that would be to buy the basket. I mean, they can buy individual stocks. Our clients hold lots of individual stocks, but certainly if they want to be diversified, you know, ultimately the S&P 500, they would want to own that. But drilling down, I mentioned industrials. I mentioned the consumer discretionary sector. I mentioned technology. You know, you can buy ETFs that represent those exact S&P sectors.
Yeah.
And you know, you can avoid picking the single stock. You can buy the basket, and if you feel good about the sector, that's a good way to go.
This is an ancient beta question, and the question is, do I diversify better within a sector, or is it more important to diversify across sectors?
Good question.
Well, I think that, you know, the way I always look at it is, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, and that may mean the cyclical basket as well. So you may not want to just lean against these cyclical sectors that we particularly like. I mean, you have to have something in your back pocket in case you're wrong, in terms of stocks. You know, you need to own a little healthcare. You need to own a little staples, more of the defensive types of things. And then asset classes, you know, let's face it, bonds have done
Right.
Treasuries have done well. You need to have some bonds in your portfolio as well.
Yeah, I know Mike wants to jump in here. Just one more question. We understand Herbalife is a smaller company. It's in the old phrase, a story stock. I mean, I get that. Do I have safety within a diversified multinational, or is that a fiction?
Well, I think it depends on what it is. I like diversified multinationals. I like it better when they're paying a good dividend. There is some diversification there. There's diversification in exposure to foreign markets. So there is diversification. But once again, then you need to, you know, look at the individual stock. I mean, is it you know, is it a food company or is it an industrial company? It makes a big difference on where you are in the cycle.
When you're looking at diversification, is there a classification, I suppose the word would be, at this point that you would look at? Would you look at size, small, medium, or large cap? Would you look at you've already mentioned some industrial sectors, but some sectors of the market. But, is there some combination that is more likely to provide you with gains at this point, or is it just too hard to tell given all the cross currents we're seeing?
Well, the way that I look at it in terms of size, when you're late in the cycle, it's a large cap story. And I firmly feel that from now until whenever this cycle comes to an end, it is going to be a large cap story. They have better balance sheets, better access to credit. They're not one trick ponies. Mid and small cap stocks, they outperform halfway through the recession into the first half or so of a cycle. And then at the end, they tend to fade because they do have fewer products, less international diversification, less access to credit. So this should be a large cap story from here on out through the end of this cycle.
Scott Wren, thank you so much. With Wells Fargo this morning, looking at the equity markets, and particularly there's some theory on diversification. Mike, I really want to put in perspective the Herbalife move. I think a lot of the media today is going to talk about plunge, crater, crash. That's not what's happening. It's down 56 down to 48.01 to 48.80. Right now, really hasn't found a bid yet. The 6-month average line is 53. The 12-month average line is 51 1/8. Like that, Mike, that was old days. Yeah. That 51 1/8. So we're beneath that, but plunge really doesn't capture what a real plunge would be, which would be like $42, $6. Below it is right now. So it's down, is how I would put it.
Well, I think you're right. When you call it a story stock, it isn't that big a stock, but it gained prominence because of Bill Ackman's investment in his charges.
You know, was a pyramid. And I said to our executive producer, Rachel Wurspan, I said, give me Howard Schillett. I mean, this is about forensic accounting. We don't speculate. We just look at the headlines and report them to you. If I look at first quarter last year earnings adjustment, was down 28%. Instead, it's down 27.1%. There's no news there. Where the news is moved 60 days on. Herbalife third quarter, active new members without China, was 21%, is now 9%. That gets my attention. It's that kind of delta that really gathers attention here this morning.
Yes. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on what happens with them, but without panic or...
Yeah.
Going overboard. A lot of Donald Trump news this morning with
Governor Romney.
Yeah. Well, Governor Romney is going to come out and attack him today. And foreign policy experts writing a letter saying that he would be a danger to the country. We'll talk politics later today. Well, I think we need to touch on it with Steve Ratner and then Gary Langer, a pollster from Langer Research.
From New York City, Michael McKee and Tom Keene, Bloomberg Surveillance.
Bloomberg Surveillance is brought to you by Flushing Bank. Open a complete business checking account with $15,000 or more and get a free 16-gig Wi-Fi tablet. Visit FlushingBank.com for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.